You can't miss the campaign signs here. Re-elect Randy. Vote for Jennifer. Karen Young for mayor. That's incumbent Republican Mayor Randy McClement, former Mayor Jennifer Doherty, who was running unaffiliated, and the Democratic nominee Alderwoman Karen Young. And there are a host of signs for aldermanic candidates as well. But shop owners and clerks on busy Market Street, the city's main commercial drag, profess ignorance. They don't know much about the election. Try Ned at the Black Cat.
Your change is 351.
That's Ned Bond, whose cramped shop deals in gothic whimsy, fairies, dragons, and embroidery. He says voters are frustrated.
You know, always voting for the promise to fix one thing or another, and then, you know, within a year or two after an election, that all disappears, or there's some excuse why you can't, or it's somebody else's fault. So people are basically just, you know, they're worn out.
Even worse, he says, they aren't motivated.
People just aren't inspired by anybody, and unfortunately, I don't think they're inspired with Randy. But they're not uninspired either, so...
Or they're not mad at him.
They're not mad at him.
McClement, who has been described more than once as plain vanilla, has insisted he's done more with less over the last 4 years. And he described for a local Rotary Club breakfast the challenges he's faced. State requirements to upgrade a sewage treatment plant, federal money for improvements to the local airport that dried up, and more.
Every year, the budget has been short. Started off in a deficit somewhere between $6 and $12 million. We have spent judiciously every dollar that you guys have given to us.
But Doherty scoffs at that idea. The city's annual budget has grown from $65 million in 2006, when she left office, to $114 million 2 years ago and $137 million this year. Clearly, that's not less, she says. She told the same Rotary Club breakfast, McClement is merely making excuses for not moving forward on a number of economic development projects.
We want a manager that wants to do the job without making excuses, without blaming the other guy and saying what's been done in the past won't work and we're moving forward.
But in an interview outside City Hall, Young blames Doherty for the city's fiscal problems.
During her time, the general fund grew by 25%. The budget overall grew by 25% as well. But pensions grew by 208% during her administration.
She also takes a swipe at the mayor. Despite his claims of doing more with less, she says, trash pickups have been cut to once a week and bulk trash pickups have been eliminated. George Wenchoff, the editor and publisher of FrederickPolitics.com, predicts a turnout tomorrow somewhere between 20 and 22%, despite the spirited campaigning. It's not that people don't care, he says, over coffee in a sidewalk cafe. It's just that people aren't engaged.
When you have a national election, you have state elections, there's a lot more media that's at work, and people are more aware that the election's taking place.
And that's a shame, he says, because local governments have a more direct impact on their citizens than any other. I'm Joel McCord, reporting in Frederick for 88.1 WYPR.